Well, when you look at gun manufacturers, there's a lot of them that come to mind, but Savage Arms is one that's been around for well over 100 years. And with me today is Ron Coburn. Ron, tell me a little bit about the start of your company and some of the things that you do differently.
Our company goes back to 1895. It was originally started by a gentleman called Arthur Savage. He was a British West Indian subject, came to America in 1866, and he just liked firearms. And his first firearm was a Marlin bolt action. He moved up to a lever action, and he loved the lever action feel, but it had an outside hammer. And it was also with a scope mounted on the side because it ejected on the top. So he decided to go and make his own version. So he made the first fully enclosed lever action with a top mount scope, side ejection, fully enclosed at a reasonable price. And that started a revolution.
Well, it's amazing to me that you haven't changed much from your starts way back then with the same component things. You're looking at being able to make a very quality product at an affordable price.
That's right. That's where we came from. That's the market we appealed to, and that's the market we still appeal to. We're a blue-collar company. That's 80% of the buying population, so we know our niche.
Let's talk about, you know, you've got a new gun that we're able to look at here at the SHOT Show, and it's a very unique Turkish gun where you got a lot of really nice woodworking on it, and of course it's just the styling and then a good price point as well.
Right. We're developing new markets, new price points, and one of the things we're happy to do is look offshore for sources. We've discovered a company that is just opening up this year, 2007, manufacturing exclusive Savage shotguns. And they're offered to us in 12, 20, 4, 10, and 28 gauge. We just didn't want to join that market with Me Too products, so we decided to take extra time and make it look better, feel better, swing better, and have some aesthetics on it that you would expect to pay considerably more for. So we think we hit most of those determinations.
Let's talk a little bit about your factories. You have a couple places where you're building product here in the United States and in Canada, and you've got, you know, skilled craftsmen in all those locations.
You're right, Terry. We have two factories, one in Westfield, Massachusetts, one of our first factories going back to the late 1800s. And our second factory, which we opened in 1994, is in just north of Toronto, Canada. We have almost 300 employees in Westfield, Mass, and almost 150 employees in Canada.
Well, Ron, tell me about, you know, what you've seen now as president of this company, chairman of this company. What have you seen that continues to develop in the gun market? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
The market keeps evolving. In spite of it being mature, in spite of it being around a long time, there's always something new under the sun. Like in our case, we developed the AccuTrigger for all of our rifles, and that changed all the rules and all the standards. We're looking at finishes, we're looking at materials, we're looking at camo patterns, we're looking at barrel lines, looking at barrel materials, we're looking at recoil. There's always something that you can tweak and improve on and help the consumer. It doesn't seem to be ending at all soon.
Well, the materials, you look over the years in all of the shooting sports and a lot of the other things, the materials that we're coming up with now are unbelievable as well.
Right. You've got stainless steels, very low maintenance. You've got titanium. You've got wood, synthetic woods, laminates. You've got covers, the way they cover the wood, the way they cover the plastics, the way they cover the steel. There's all kinds of titanium covering you can now get inside barrels. You can chrome barrels. There's an enormous amount of change coming up. And it's coming from other industries, coming from the aerospace industry, coming from the auto industry. And the companies that can adapt those technologies and add it to their product and make their product better or cheaper or faster or slower or easier maintenance or whatever is going to have a new market.
Well, other growth markets with kids, maybe, you know, some younger hunters and that kind of thing, are you seeing some things that Savage is doing there as well?
We've always been inclined towards the youth market. We do make a true youth handgun, rifle. We're always looking for ways to get youth into that market. I personally get involved in youth markets. Every company that relies on its future in that market is going to have to spend more time and more money appealing to the youth with weights, sizes, designs, colors, features that the youth want, mostly lightweight, comfortable, safe, but also feels like it's daddy's gun.
Well, no question about it. When you go out there and you go hunt with your dad the first time, you know, you look out there and you want that kid to be, number one, safe and go to those, you know, hunter safety courses, some of those kind of things. But you want them with a weapon that they can handle.
And you also want a weapon that they'll embrace. They don't feel like it's a toy. They don't treat it like a toy. And it has all the features that a grown-up gun has. And that's obviously something we do very well because our youth model rifle looks, feels, and operates like a full-size adult firearm.
When you talk about a company that's over 100 years old and you look at, you know, the history and some of that, how do you, as the chairman, you know, CEO of this company, how do you continue when you get a new employee in, how do you instill that into that employee, to that heritage, that history?
The easiest way is to walk them around the factory and introduce them to all the employees, let them see what they do, their job, their role, how long they've worked there, see the pride not only in the product they're making but in their body language. the very fact that they want to share what they do, how long they've worked there. So we get all of our new employees down to the factory first and foremost, so they know who we are, what we do, what we're going to be expecting them to do, and where they may fit in the organization.
Well, I sincerely appreciate you being with us here at Shotgun Fan Radio, and I can see nothing but the bright, bright future for Savage Arms.
Thank you. Nice to meet you again.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Shotgun Fan Radio.